Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, January the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I hope your new year is getting off to a good start. I am this week in Franklin, Tennessee, working with the farm team on all kinds of good things we're bringing to the fields for 2026, not the least of which is the wake-up call. So one of the things I did want to mention here at the top is we got a course. Y'all, Tara Beth Leach, I just almost said, hey, why don't you just take over the wake-up call? She was so great on the week between Christmas and New Year's. I'm like, we need more of her. And the good news is we have her coming up. She's going to be teaching three sessions, three Monday nights, starting this next Monday night, on her book, The Great Morning Revolution. It's just right on time for a new year. And you already know what she's like and what she's about. So just click on the link in today's PS down in the email and jump into that. And you know at Seabed, we if you can't afford it, if you need help, we have some scholarship. People give to that so that nobody gets left out. And just take one of those scholarships, and we'd be glad to do that for you. We I always say I'm always sowing, I'm never selling, and we don't mind asking for people to give money to receive value. That's just a good thing to do. But we also don't mind giving things away if people need them. So jump into this course. It's going to be really good. Dan Wilt will be hosting, and he's a joy in and of himself. So I'm hoping he'll bring his guitar. He's a great worship leader too, isn't he? Well, here we go this morning. And thanks for letting me share that here at the top today, because I've been forgetting it. And the farm team is not happy when I forget to share, because we work hard on these things, and this is how you can know about them. But it's January the 8th, and we got to dive into the Word of God. Because you see what my hat says last couple of days, for the awakening. Now, today's entry. Whoa. Look at that. I almost forgot probably the most important thing, which is to say, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today's entry is entitled, I am here to ... We'll find out. Our text is Proverbs 8. You've read the whole chapter already, or you're going to. Our focus text is verses 32 through 36. Hear now the word of the Lord. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. the word of the Lord. Didn't mince his words there, does he? Now consider this. I studied theology at Asbury Theological Seminary. I took 96 credit hours of really strong course material from some of the finest professors in the world. I learned a lot about the Bible, theology, discipleship, church history, evangelism, worship, preaching, spiritual formation, and on we could go. My Greek teachers might wince when I say this, but I think the most important course I took was not part of the curriculum. It lasted only a weekend, but it set me on a lifelong course of developing the most significant gift I can give to the world. The short extracurricular workshop was called Listening for Heaven's Sake. It was there that I began the long journey of learning to listen. I had been told many times prior that I should be a better listener. The problem is no one ever taught me how. It must be learned. I am here to listen. Almost 30 years later, I am still coming to grips with this most fundamental aspect of my life and work. I am here to listen. Our calling is to listen. We listen to God. We listen to one another. We listen to the cries of the oppressed. We listen to children. We listen to those no one else listens to. We are here to listen. Wisdom begins with listening. It's all over the Proverbs. Go back and count the number of times it appears, that word, listen, in the short span of today's text. Let's go back right quick. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. And it says, listen to my instruction and be wise. And it says, blessed are those who listen to me. There it is, three times in four verses. I'm going to close with a very practical piece of advice. It can be implemented immediately and almost constantly. It is the square one we must keep coming back to again and again and again. There is infinitely more to learn than what I'm about to say, all of which will remain unlearned until we learn this first step, okay? This is the first step of learning to listen. Are you ready? Okay, wait for it. Here it is. Step one in learning to listen. Stop talking. You're welcome. Stop talking. I even hear myself telling myself as I'm talking to stop talking. Let's pray. Our Father, you are the God who speaks. Everything you say is worthy of our most intentioned listening. Humble us to learn the way of listening. Teach us to listen. Grace us with the Holy Spirit's help. Help us find the humility. Help me find the humility to stop talking. Show us a way of listening that is love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's some journal prompts for today. Why do people not listen? Okay, more personal. Why do you not listen? Do a listening audit today. I want you to pay attention to the listening habits or lack thereof of others. Note what you would want to emulate and also what you would want to avoid. Now, how might I become a listener? I think it might start by saying this saying, the title of today's entry, I am here to listen. And what might that mean today? You know, the old proverb, you've got two ears and one mouth. That's, it's cliche, but you know what? It's true. That says we ought to be listening twice as much, at least, as we're talking. And I think a lot of time I spend thinking about what I want to say, even while someone's talking, even in a meeting. I'm like, how do I want to respond to this? What? How can I get my thoughts and words and ideas interjected here? This kind of carries a little bit of an anxiety with it, doesn't it? And we want to instead have restraint and listen. Listen, Isaiah said, so that you might live. I don't know. I think you hear me. I think you feel this. We all want to be better listeners, but every day we got a shot to practice it. So it's probably a good place to leave it. We're going to sing here. Dad's with me. And I think you're going to like what we'll be singing. So, Dad, today I've been talking about the importance, maybe the most important skill we have in life, and that is to listen. Would you buy that?
I buy that one.
I mean,
and everybody doesn't do that.
I know. Why is that? Why don't we listen?
Well, we think we know it all.
We think it's more important to talk.
Yeah.
Why? I struggle with that. And most people don't get listened to. Have you noticed that?
No. No, they don't. People butt in and they don't respect them.
And it's not that hard to listen, is it?
No.
It's not that hard to listen. It just takes love.
Patience.
And patience.
Yep.
And, you know, have you ever been around a person that you just feel like they got space for you and they're just, like, there for you?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, you know, sometimes if you're with people and they're anxious and you're like, I can't even get a word in edgewise.
Yeah. Yeah. There's more that way than the other way.
I know. Well, everybody on here has a chance today. And that's the thing. You know, we're all going to miss it, and we just got to get back up and try again. And we have to look at today is another day that I got a chance to love somebody by listening.
Mm-hmm. Get it right.
And that's not even getting to listening to God and what he's saying to us in his word. So we're going to sing a good hymn today. Tell them what we're singing.
We're going to sing, Open My Eyes That I May See.
And the second verse says what?
Open my ears.
Open my ears. That's why we chose
this
hymn
today.
So we're going to sing all three verses. Lad, let's see. I got to get you sitting up a little higher so the mic can pick you up. And I want people to be able to see you on the screen. But we'll sing all three verses. Dad's got his Merchants and Farmers Bank hat on today.
Mm-hmm.
You served on the board of that bank for what?
Probably 25 years.
Probably 30 or 40
years. Yeah, a long time.
That was a lot of meetings. That's a great bank, isn't it?
It's a good bank
Our old friend Ashton Adcock.
That's right. He's still there.
He's there. He's running a good bank. And
it helps a lot of people.
They do. That's right.
And the bank is generous in their giving, 'cause I know a lot of them can't pay it back right on time, but the bank is there to help them to do that. Yeah, they'll work with them.
You know, 'cause they listen to them.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Open my eyes that I may see
glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful coin that shall the life and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, that art to me. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of faith and despair, and while I wait with my ears, everything else must disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me be in. Deadly the warmth in everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children every share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ear, illumine me. Spirit divine. That's a good old hymn right there.
That'll wake them up.
That is a prayer. We're just praying that the Lord would open our eyes, open our ears, and then finally open our mouth.
Right.
And that's in that order, I think.
That's the way it ought to be, is you speak after you've listened.
Yeah, you know, there's a verse in James that says, always be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
That's a good scripture.
Quick to listen. I mean, guys, this is deep wisdom we're into here today.
Amen.
Quick to listen. I mean, just like, and that's that the way we titled it. I am here to listen. What if that's how it was as you get on the phone? I'm here to listen.
Mm-hmm.
As you show up to work, I'm here to listen. As you're going into school today.
Let that be your motto.
I'm here to listen. You're showing up in class. Maybe you're in the fourth grade, or maybe you're in college. I'm here to listen. It takes the pressure off, too, to not feel like you got to do all the talking. Sometimes when I'm with a talker, I feel like, well, you know what? I don't got to do much talking.
Just listen.
I can just listen. And yeah. I want to have that all the time because I can sometimes be the talker. Right, you too?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, it's time to hit the fields today. We got sowing to do, and listening is a great form of sowing. So, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we will see you on the field.